All right, Aaron Plessinger, last week you said you were only there because KTM made you go to the scrum because you weren't happy.
No, yes, you did. I said
but
Steph
made you go.
But
this week, that was a great ride. You were all over Jet, and now you came willingly to the media scrum. Good job, man. It was a great race for the lead, as you'll see, so I was watching a lot of that. And then I had you in fantasy, so when you got into, like, fifth, I'm like, okay, we're good. And then, dude, by the end, I'm like, holy shit, so good job.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a good ride. I just, man, I was got a good jump off the start, and then kind of got shuffled back in the first corner, and I was like 11th or 12th coming across the line in the first, and me and Jet kind of linked up, and we just kind of clicked off laps.
Yeah.
Clicked off laps, and I knew, like, at some of the laps we caught Coop and Chase, and it was honestly like, if we weren't so far back, I would have thought it was fun. Dude, we were getting roosted, and it was just a little stressful. But like, thinking back on it now, it was a really, really good ride, and almost caught Jet. I think I was sneaking up on him a little bit because he kind of just backed off a little bit like those last two laps. So I don't know if he knew I was coming. But good ride overall.
Yeah.
Best ride in a couple of weeks, and man. I needed it.
Yeah. Were you able to, like, did he show you anything when you were kind of behind him? Did you pick up anything, the wall thing or anything?
Yeah. That sand wall.
Yeah.
Jumping over the wall. And then, what was it? One of the
rhythm. Next rhythm, he was doing 2-3-3-3 very consistently.
Yeah. I seen that. I didn't do that in the main. I did that in the heat race.
Yep.
But, did not do it in the main. I seen him do that. And one time he cased it, and I caught up to him because I was going 2-3-2-3-1.
Yep, yep.
And that was the most consistent line that I saw. And I just kept doing that. And then obviously he started ripping in the middle. And he was just kind of clicking off laps and laps and laps. And about five laps to go, I started catching him back, and I was like, all right, well, maybe I can really, like, come after him.
Yep.
And I did, and just came up short.
Seemed like the whoops were a jump and then blitz out. That was kind of the move, like, by the end?
Yeah, honestly, I was blitzing him pretty much the whole time.
Okay.
I would jump over that first tall one, and I would almost, like, do kind of a jump. Like blitz something,
yeah.
And that's how I got Kenny, I think. I can't remember. Yeah. But now at the end, I started kind of wheeling in triple.
Yeah.
I wish I would have done that the whole time, but you know, you live, you learn.
That rhythm after the first turn, Eli did it in first practice. Mm-hmm. Is that something that you, hey, Eli did this and I'm going to watch it? And then you're like, okay, I'm going to, and then the next practice, it looked like you, Bam, Chase, I don't think you guys did it, but you all tried, and no one did it. And then Jet did every lap, and I'm like, oh, shit, we're in for a long night because this kid is greasing it, no problem. And then, like you said, the heat track was better. You guys all ended up doing it. Like, what's the mentality or the progression where you're like, okay, Eli did this, and, you know the track walk. Someone's going to try this. And then how do you go through that?
Yeah, I was actually looking at it, and I actually said something to Coop. And he kind of looked at me like I don't know.
You're going over big, yeah.
Yeah, and it was not a deep belly in there, and I was like, maybe. And then Coop looked at me like I had three eyes, and I was like, oh, okay, I'll just forget about it. Forget about it.
Well, this fucking guy doesn't.
Yeah. So no, when I seen him do it that in the practice, I was like,
who, Eli?
Yeah. I was like, all right, okay. It is doable. So next practice I tried it. I think I didn't get the three out. I did the two, three, three, and then a 2-1. And
was that the harder one, the last three?
It was hard to get over the tall one.
Yeah.
And I didn't get it there, but I got it good in the heat race a couple times.
Yep.
And then I'd like to think that after Jet got me, I put some pressure on him, and he messed it up.
Yeah.
He messed it up. So I like to think that was because of me.
Yeah.
But he must have been clicking off that in the main because he yanked me for a good five or six laps.
I always find it interesting because you guys are world-class racers, and when someone can do something that others like you are like, I'm not sure, I'm going to try, and then someone greases it, I'm always impressed because, I mean, the level between you guys are so narrow, and I'm always like, fuck, if that guy's doing it and that guy's not, it's got to be gnarly, you know? That's kind of how I think anyways.
Yeah, and it's like, it's almost, it's so intimidating because you're coming off of a three-footer,
yep.
which is really like, it's almost like a 1.5 to 2 feet,
okay.
Because the belly is like, it's, yep, almost like a dugout tabletop, mm-hmm, and you just, dude, you got to seat bounce and pray.
Over the
and,
five.
Yeah, yeah, literally, yeah, yeah. You got to seat bounce and pray that you get over that. And then there's a tiny one on the backside, so you're like, I don't know. It's very intimidating.
It's always impressive for me to see when guys like you are like, I couldn't do it. And I'm impressed by that stuff, you know. So good job. Great ride. Thank you, man.
Thank you.
Cool.